This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. There are millions of workers employed in the global supply chains of multinational corporations. Most of them work for low pay in insecure, often hazardous conditions. Just recently, G20 labor ministers met to discuss working conditions in the supply chains. Radio Labor's senior correspondent, C. Marie Ainsborough, reports.
After an extensive campaign by the international labor movement, labor ministers of the G20 group of countries have agreed to a wide-ranging program to support decent work in global supply chains. The labor ministers met in Germany May 18th and 19th. Their support for improvement in supply chain working conditions was applauded by union leaders from the 20 countries involved. The labor group is known as the L20 and is coordinated by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. ITUC General Secretary Sharon Burrow said the ministerial declaration is a basis for a global economy which works for everyone. The current supply chains, she said, exploit millions of workers because they are based on low wages, insecure and unsafe work, increasingly informal work patterns, and modern slavery. She welcomed the agreement by the G20 labor ministers that violations in human and labor rights should not be part of the competitive practices of the companies involved in global trade. Meanwhile, TUAC, the Trade Union Advisory Committee of the OECD, a global body of mainly rich countries, added its support for the ministerial declaration. John Evans, the General Secretary of TUAC, said that the agreement by the labor ministers to recognize collective bargaining was an important step as economies become more digitalized. Now, he said, the countries in the G20 need to ensure that the digitally driven economy of the future builds on quality employment, universal social protection, and effective training programs for all age and social groups. The G20 will meet in Hamburg, Germany, July 7th and 8th. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
Labor unions and activists around the world are trying to help 175 workers in Yemen who were fired by the Norwegian-based company DNO. The company stopped its operations in Yemen in 2015 when war broke out in the country. It then fired the workers by email and text without compensation. They are now left in a war-torn country without wages or benefits. A campaign in support of the workers is being conducted on LaborStart, the labor movement's news and campaigning service. More than 9,000 people have participated in the LaborStart email petition on behalf of the workers. One of the global unions supporting the Yemeni workers is Industrial. Industrial represents more than 50 million workers in 140 countries. Diana Junquera Curiel is the director of Industrial's energy industry unit.
The law in Yemen states that if a company is granted a license to operate an oil field, it must pay wages and social obligations for as long as it has the license. Now, with our affiliate in Norway, Industry Energy, and in partnership with Labor Start, we have launched a campaign to support these 200 workers in Yemen and their families, whom the company has failed to pay for more than 18 months. You can easily help and support all these workers in Yemen and all the families. Thank you.
The company which fired the Yemeni workers is headquartered in Norway. And so I talked to Espen Loken, the head of secretariat of Norway's Industry Energy, about the workers and the company DNO.
DNO suspended the production and they fired all the workers without any compensation at all, which of course put the workers in a very difficult situation in a country with no alternative job opportunities. Workers have not been paid since then, even if the court of Yemen has decided that the company should. The workers starve, they have no money for medicine, they have no money for the children's school, and you know, Yemen is in a very bad state. There were no dialogue with the union or with the authorities. They just decided to withdraw, which is completely not according to the Yemen law and not compliant with how a company should behave.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.